Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God, with our host prophetess, Sherita Berry.
To God be the glory, to God be the glory. We give God glory and we give him honor on this afternoon, this evening, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Glory to God. God, I thank you for bringing us here today. I do not take this day lightly. As I come before you, humbling myself with a heart of repentance, bound up to be God, asking for forgiveness. If I've done anything knowingly or unknowingly, I cancel every curse, hex of extra spell, every spiritual wickedness in high places, demonic activity, prince of Persia, principalities, rulers of darkness, every imp, and we cast them into the abyss from whence they came. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time that you have given unto us to come to you, Lord God, to humble ourselves in the name of Jesus, to bow down at your feet, God, in the name of Jesus. We just worship you. We just praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us and protecting us, strengthening us in this hour, in the name of Jesus. I cancel every hex, vex, and spell that's coming from the north, south, east, and west, the northwest, the southeast, every diabolical plot and plan of the enemy, in the name of Jesus. And we shut down first and second heaven. We render them powerless. We confuse the language in the name of Jesus. I cancel every assignment, every witch, warlock, soothsayer, psychic, medium, necromancer, witch doctor, voodoo doctor, in the name of Jesus. We render them powerless. We confuse the language in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment of backlash, retaliation, vindication in the name of Jesus. We render powerless in the name of Jesus. We confuse the language. We shut down every ports of entry. In the name of Jesus, every entry point, every access point, every means of access points, every doorway, every window, every crack and crevices, the atmosphere, portals, hallways, destinations that the enemy and the wicked ones can enter in the name of Jesus. And we set them shut with the blood of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this time. We thank you for ministering to us daily, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you touch our eyes and ears on today. In the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you talk just from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for miracles of healing. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for outpouring of blessings and grace and mercy and loving kindness, miracle signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus. And God, I ask that you keep us and protect us and cover us on today as I fill this prayer with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, I say amen. Glory to God. I want to welcome everyone on this evening, ladies from around the world and around the country. Glory to God. I am Shada Prophetess Sherita Berry. Glory to God, Senior Pastor Victory and Praise Global International Online Ministries, where we are transforming the nation with the Word of God, taking the Word of God to every nation far and wide. Welcome to this evening, this afternoon's Women's Bible Study Lesson. As we continue our study of women of the Bible, glory to God, and we're talking about Asiya. On today, the wicked queen, glory to God, queen struggle for power, glory to God. That's what we're talking about on today, glory to God. And we also have a audio reference as well, as I did previously. We'll be listening to the audio reference to go along with our study, glory to God. So I just give God praise and I give God glory and I give him honor on today. So truly, this is an awesome day to give God praise and to give God glory in the name of Jesus. I want to thank you to those ladies that joined us earlier this afternoon in the name of Jesus as we listen to the book of Enoch, glory to God. And I want to say thank you all for joining us. Our Bible reference on today is 2 Kings, the 10th chapter, verses 12 to 27, 2 Kings, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 16. Those of our scripture references on this afternoon. Glory to God. So who is she? Who is this wicked queen? Who is Asiya? Glory to God, in the name of Jesus. So Asiya, Queen Mother in the Bible, was the most powerful woman in Judah. She was the only woman in the Bible to have reigned as a monarch. she was eventually murdered by an army called general called Jehu, and by his foreign soldiers. So she was a wicked queen. Who was she? Athaliah was probably the daughter of King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, rulers of the rich northern kingdom of Israel. She was married at an early age to King Joram of the southern kingdom of Judah. The marriage committed an alliance between the two countries. So because she was married to King Joram of the southern kingdom, her marriage with his marriage brought both of the kingdoms together in alliance. When Joram died and her son Asa became king, she became Gabriel, the highest status woman in the kingdom. As the mother of the reigning king, she outranked any of the wives and concubines of her son and was extremely powerful woman. So, Isaiah takes command, but there are one survivors. I was going to go to our audio for a minute and listen to our audio reference, and we're going to come back.
Yah has constrained or the afflicted of Yah, or Yahweh, short version of Yah.
And we ask everyone to please bear with us on this afternoon. Glory to God. I pray that everyone had an awesome day. I pray that your day was filled with miracles, signs, and wonders. Glory to God. And the promises and the blessings of the Lord overtook you and your family and your household on today. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we're having some technical difficulties with our audio, but nevertheless, glory to God, we just going to go on with our teaching. Glory to God, as the audio continues to load, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, if you have a prayer request, you can email it, SharitaBraidMinistries@outlook.com. SharitaBraidMinistries@outlook.com. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's SharitaBraidMinistries@outlook.com. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just having some technical difficulties on today. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So she was the most powerful woman in a monarch among the kings. But her son, Asa, only reigned for 1 year. When he was 22, he was assassinated by Jehu, who had usurped the throne of Israel. At the time, Asa had been visiting his cousin Joram, king of the northern kingdom. It was a perfect opportunity for Jehu to kill both of them together and seize Judea. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to welcome everyone on this afternoon. Please bear with us as I'm having some technical difficulties over here. Glory to God, but nevertheless, we still give God glory. We still give him praise. We still give him honor. Glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. We bless his most holiest name. We honor him on today. We give God praise and glory on today. Hallelujah, for he's a great God. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God in the name of Jesus, and we worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody, and give him praise, and come on, somebody, and give him honor and glory on today, for truly God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In spite of us having technical difficulties, we give God praise. We give God glory. We honor him. We praise him on today. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. First, Jehu killed Joram. Then he wheeled his chariot around to pursue Ahaziah. Ahaziah had seen Joram being murdered and knew he was outnumbered. He turned and raced his chariot away from the frightful scene. There is a hardened account of his desperate fighting up the hill toward safety in the fortress of Gur. He did not make it. He was shot by arrows as he fled. He later died at Mendingo. On that same day, Queen Jezebel was killed, thrown down from a high balcony of the palace and smashed on the stones of the courtyard. She was left to die there, and the dogs ate her body. All of Athia, male's relatives in Jezreel, capital city of Israel. The 70 boys and young men in the royal family were rounded up and beheaded. On Jehu's order, their heads was placed in baskets at the city gate. Jehu then heard 42 of Athia's adults, adult male relatives into a pit and slaughtered them at Bethlehem. He had killed anyone in Israel and Judah who might be able to claim the thrones of these kingdoms. Ahaziah takes command, but there was one survivor, Ahaziah, spared because she was, after all, just a woman. She now took command of Judea. There was no surviving adult sons or grandsons to do so and become its queen. Such a thing had never been done before. Women might influence politics, but they had never ruled in their own right. This of course infuriated the temple priest who had supported Jehu's double crook and helped planned it. It's worth pointing out that these priests were the ones who later came to write and edit Judea's history, which is why Athia is portrayed as the greatest villainess in the Bible. Once again, I want to welcome everyone on this afternoon. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We give God praise. We give him glory. And we give him honor on today, for truly, God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. I'm Shadai Prophetess Sharita Berry. I want to welcome the women on today, glory to God, as we do the study on Athia, glory to God. She is one, glory to God, of the women of the Bible that we are studying all this week. We did a teaching on Tamar, glory to God. We also did previous teachings on Deborah. Glory to God, the woman with the issue of blood, and other women, and great women of the Bible. Glory to God. As we wrap up all this month, glory to God. Meet us every Tuesday and Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern Central Time. Glory to God as we continue our study of women of the Bible. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. We give them praise. We give him glory, and we give him honor on today. I pray that today is filled with blessings. Glory to God. I pray that today is filled with miracles, signs, and wonders. Glory to God. I pray that today is filled with the outpouring of God's grace and mercy and loving kindness that follows us all the days of our life. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're still having some technical difficulties on our end. Glory to God. So I ask that you all to please, please bear with us. Glory to God, while we try to fix our technical difficulties. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Who murdered Athea's grandchildren? When the stories of the kings of Israel and Judea was finally written, Athea was accused of murdering all the children, including her own grandsons, so that she could be queen. But it's hard to see why she would have done so if there had been a surviving boy or young male to take over. It is much more likely that Jehu's agent killed the boys and that the biblical historian shifted the blame onto her, who was no friend of Jerusalem's priesthood. Once in power, she attacked the Jesuits' priestly party, who were behind the attempt in Judah and the successful one in Israel. She suppressed worship of Yahshua and promoted worship of old agricultural gods. This was popular with the ordinary people, but not with the Yeshua's priests, whose power was diminished. So she was betrayed. She held on to power for 6 years, maybe between 842 to 837 BC or 849, 842 BC. The dates are disputed. But eventually, the leader of the Yeshua's party, Jehuda, counterattacked. He produced a male child whom he said had survived the massacre 7 years ago, and who was supposed to be a royal prince saved from death by the actions of Athea's own sister, who also happened to be Jehuda's wife. Jehuda said his wife had hidden the boy when all his male relatives were being killed. There's no way knowing whether this boy really was one of the royal family or a substitute. So we go down to when she was murdered. Athea heard the sudden commotions and was taken by surprise. She tried to escape but was hunted down like an animal, pursued by the assassins, and she was assassinated at the horse gate of the palace. The boy firmly controlled at first, but Jehuda and the temple party succeeded to the throne. So she was accused of murdering her own children and her own grandchildren, but we assume that Jehu's army had slaughtered them. Glory to God. The Bible text, 2 Kings 10:12-11:1-16. Then he met out and went to Samaria. On the way, when he was at Beth Eket of the shepherds, Jehu met the kinsman of Asher, king of Judea, and he said, "Who are you?" And they answered, "We are the kinsmen of Ahaza, and we come down to visit the royal princes, and the sons of the queen's mother. A stone pillar of steel showing the rain water god Baal." He said, "Take them alive." And they took them alive and slew them at the pit of Beth Eket, 42 persons, and he spared none of them. And when he departed from there, he met Johelet, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he greeted him, and he said to him, "Is your heart true to my heart as mine is to yours?" And Johelet answered, "It is." Jehu said, "If it is, give me your hand." And so he gave him his hand, and Jehu took him up with him into the chariot. And he said, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." So he had him ride in his chariot. Glory to God. We're reading 2 Kings 10, the 10th chapter, verses 12 to 17, 27. And when he came to Samaria, he slew all that remained in Ahab in Samaria. So he had wiped them out, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Elijah. Then Jehu assembled all the people and said to them, "Ahab served Baal a little, but Jehu will serve him much. Now, therefore, call to me all the prophets of Baal, all his worshipers, and all his priests. Let none be missing, for I have a great sacrifice to offer to Baal. Whoever is missing shall not live." But Jehu did it with cunning in order to destroy the worshipers of Baal. And Jehu ordered sanctify a solemn assembly to Baal, for Baal, so they proclaimed it. And Jehu sent there out all Israel and all the worshipers of Baal to come, so that there was not a man left who did not come. And they entered the house of Baal, and the house of Baal was filled from one end to the other. He said to him who was in charge of the wardrobe, "Bring out the vestments for all the worshipers of Baal." So he brought out the vestments for them. Then Jehu went into the house of Baal with Jehoiada, the son of Rechab, and he said to the worshipers of Baal, "Search and see that there is no servant of the Lord here among you, but only the worshipers of Baal." Then he went to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. Now Jehu had stationed 18 men outside and said, the men allows any of those who give into your hands to escape shall forfeit his life. So as soon as he had made an end of the offering of burnt offering, Jehu said to the guard and to the officers, "Go in and slay them. Let not a man escape." So when they put them to the sword, and the guard and the officers cast them out and went into the inner room in the house of Baal, and they brought out the pillar that was in the house of Baal and burned it, and they demolished the pillar of Baal and demolished the house of Baal and made it a lantern into this day. So that was 2 Kings, the 10th chapter, verses 12 to 27. Now we're reading 2 Kings, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 16. Once again, I want to thank you all for joining us on today. Glory to God. We give God praise. We give God glory. We give him honor on today. For truly God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com. Glory to God. You can also visit a website by going to www.VisionVictor.com. Glory to God, giving God praise and giving him honor and glory. Hallelujah, because all praise and all honor belongs to him. Glory to God. It all belongs to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. It all belongs to God, and we worship him. We praise him. We give him glory, and we give him honor on today. Hallelujah. We acknowledge God on today. Glory to God. We reverence his name. Glory to God. And we worship him, as the word says, in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. We worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to play a worship song. Glory to God. And we're going to come right back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give God praise, we give him glory, and we give him honor on today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This has been a day of all days. Glory to God. But we still worship God. In spite of, glory to God, we still give God praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're not going to be discouraged. Be not dismayed. Glory to God. We're not even going to look at the multitude that's coming up against us. Glory to God. We're going to stand and fight a good fight of faith. Glory to God. We're going to continue to encourage ourselves, be encouraged and uplift. Glory to God. One another. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we're going to continue to pray and seek the face of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're going to continue to give God praise and acknowledge him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs to acknowledge the Lord on today in the name of Jesus, because if it had not been for God, where would you be? Glory to God. If it had not been for God, where would you be right now? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Somebody needs to give God a hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I praise your name, God. Hallelujah. I thank you for life more abundantly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In spite of the technical difficulties, I'm going to still give God praise. I'm going to still give him glory. I'm going to still worship him in spirit and truth. Glory to God. Oh, magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For he is good, he is good, he is good. And we magnify the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
I feel like I never know grace. Still get to see every day. Even when my mind is overcome, say I won't be left here on my own. Your love not distracted by my shame. You understand my pain. When my burdens bring me to my knees, you're always there to carry me. Nailed up to pressure, I don't want to keep it on the keys, no good God.
Oh, God.
Continue to hold us close, glory to God. He said he will never leave us or forsake us, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's his promise to us. He will never leave us or forsake us, glory to God. And we give him praise and we give him glory and we give him honor on today, for truly he's an awesome God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He will never leave us or forsake us. Glory to God, in the name of Jesus, and we worship him in spirit and in truth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us see if we can play our audio reference, glory to God, and let's see if we can get this audio reference going.
For a time to rule unconstricted, but God is in control. He will give men and women free will to a point, to prove a point, and to, for the people to learn a lesson. So what about Athaliah and her relationships? Well, she was married to Jehoram, the eldest son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Read that in Kings there. She was obviously the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel. We looked at one reference there earlier. It's mentioned that she's the granddaughter of Omri, for reasons we'll consider in a moment. Her son was Ahaziah. And if you look at then to 2 Chronicles, we're going to go quite a bit in Chronicles, so you might want to keep a hand in there. But 2 Chronicles 21, we'll get some background then to the life and times of Athaliah. Second Chronicles 21, verse 1, we read that, now Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead. And we move on to verse 4. Now when Jehoram was risen up to the kingdom of his father, he strengthened himself and slew all his brethren with the sword, and diverse also of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. But he didn't get the lesson from his father, Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat had his failings, but on the whole, he was a pretty good king. So what brought about this, perhaps, this change? Well, let me read verse 6. It says, he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, not the kings of Judah, but in the kings of Israel. Likewise did the house of Ahab. So again, now we start to get this title now. How wicked are you? Well, as wicked as the house of Ahab. It was almost like a proverb, a byword, a saying in Israel. But he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, like as did the house of Ahab. The reason why? For he had the daughter of Ahab to wife. So whatever Athaliah, however she was brought up, clearly it was the influence of a mother that was the biggest issue. But she had the daughter of Ahab to wife. We could have said, well, you know, following the ways of Ahab, the wicked king of Israel. But no, it's quite specific. He had the daughter of Ahab to wife, and she was the one who was going to lead him astray. And he said, and he wrought that which was evil in the eyes of Yahweh. So it was a disastrous marriage from the kings of Judah now to marry into the kingdom of Israel. And rather than the good kings of Judah, such as they were, who were better than the kings of Israel, rather their influence spreading to the kings of Israel and bringing them back to God, it actually took Jehoram away and brought them away from God, and he did evil in the sight of Yahweh. God punished him with a bowel cancer, perhaps. Reading verse 18 there. But verse 22, sorry, 2 Chronicles 22. Read verse 1 of 22. But once he died, the inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah, his youngest son, king in his stead. But the band of men that came up with the Arabians to the camp, had slain all the elders. So Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, reigned. 14.2 years old was Ahaziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri. So again, you know, they were getting the background there. It's quite clear that she was his mother. But again, it says that she was the daughter of Omri. Well, she was the daughter of Ahab and Jezebel, wasn't she? So why say she was the daughter of Omri? Why would the writer say that? We'll look at that in a moment. But verse 3 there, again, this is no doubt what was the cause of these wicked ways. He says, he also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. But his father had actually died at this point. The counsel of his mother was to do wickedly after the worship of Jezebel, to worship Baal. So it's just a brief timeline now as times have moved on. We see there that Jehoshaphat's son Jehoram reigned. He married Athaliah. And then he had a son, Ahaziah, which we just read about. And he was ruled, influenced by Athaliah. We see Omri there was the father of Ahab and the grandfather of Athaliah. We won't turn the mic a bit, or you can if you want to, but I've got it on the screen for you here. He says that, again, speaking about the wickedness of Israel and the impending taking away out of Israel by the Assyrians, he said, this is one of the reasons it was put forward why the Israelites were going to be taken away. He says, because the statutes of Omri are kept, and all the works of the house of Ahab, and you walk in their counsel that I should make you a desolation, and the inhabitants thereof an hissing. Therefore you shall bear the reproach of my people. Now, it's not recorded what the statutes of Omri were. Clearly, it wasn't the statutes of God that he was doing. I think what's been trying to establish here is that he was falling after the ways and the wickedness of Omri. Whatever he said was taken to be what should be done in the land. But we see now the two things there, the statutes of Omri and the works of the house of Ahab. When we got to 1 Kings 16, we read about Omri, that he wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord and did worse than all that were before him, until Ahab came along and he did worse than before him. Then Jezebel came and you can see the pattern, can't you? He's just going, it's getting worse and worse and worse as this family tree is moving down. And he said there of Omri, he walked in all the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin. So at the top of that tree we saw Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and it just got worse and worse and worse as it went from down there. So that's why she's alluded to, Athaliah, the granddaughter or the daughter of Omri. But she was as wicked as he was. And whatever Omri's rule was, Athaliah's rule was equally as forceful and is damning on the nation. So verse 8 of Chronicles 22. It came to pass that when Jehu was executing judgment upon the house of Ahab, he destroyed Ahab and Jezebel, that almost by chance, as you read this, that he found the princes of Judah and the sons of the brethren of Ahaziah that ministered to Ahaziah, he slew them. And he sought Ahaziah, and they caught him, for he was hid in Samaria, and brought him to Jehu, and when they had slain him, they buried him, because they said, he is the son of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart. So the house of Ahaziah had no power to keep still the kingdom. So we can see God's foreknowledge, can't we? That Jehu, while he's out doing the word of God and executing all the house of Ahab, he comes upon also the house of Judah, of the same family though. So we see, you know, how God has worked everything together. The timing was perfect, but God will bring about justice upon not only Ahab and his family, but also the wicked king Ahaz and his mother's influence. 2 Kings chapter 11, pick something in Chronicles. Just want to pick up the details, a bit more detail here, a bit clearer perhaps. 2 Kings 11. So, Jehu has killed her son, Ahaziah. So is that going to make Athaliah weak? Was she going to go and flee from the word of God, from the devastation that Jehu was wreaking? No, because we read verse 1. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, the son, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the siege royal. So not only is she in a habit to destroy those that outside her family that would oppose her, she would rather destroy as well the seed royal. The reason being, there would be nobody to rule upon the throne, so she could take that for herself. Such was the motivation that she had. And these were her grandchildren. You know, just think about it yourself. How could you do such a thing? Could you do such a thing? Clearly not. But this is to get into the mindset of this woman. She didn't care what people thought. She didn't care for others. She could only see herself. I think she was quite cunning as well, because she could say, well, look, Jehu's done all this killing. If she then quietly and behind the scenes carries on and just gets rid of the rest of the scene, the young children, then she could blame it on Jehu, couldn't she? And say, you know, it's terrible what's happened. I'm only left. You know, I will reign upon the throne. You know? So did she attribute the killing of her grandchildren to Jehu? We're not told. But the way she thinks, I wouldn't put it past her to do such a thing. She was callous, wasn't she, and driven by a lust for power. Second Chronicles has this brief description of that wicked woman. And what a wicked woman she was, wasn't she? Probably worse than Jezebel, in the sense that she'd go to no length to even destroy her own kin and kindred to gain power and rulership for herself. She was the first and the only queen to sit upon David's throne. It wasn't just for a day or for a week. It was 6 years she ruled on the throne of Judah. That's the Chronicles then. There's one child that was kept, Joash, a young child that was kept and was hidden for all those 6 years by the faithful Joshebeth, as we read here in verse 11. But Joshebeth, the daughter of the king, took Joash the son of Ahaziah and stole him from among the king's sons that were slain and put him and his nurse in a bedchamber. So Joshebeth, the daughter of King Joram, the wife of Jehoiada the priest, for she was a sister of Ahaziah, had hid from Athaliah so that she slew him not. Again, a remarkable woman of faith here. You've got two women here, haven't you? One is absolute wickedness and just power hungry, and got no regard for the prophet or the word, prophets or the word of God, and yet you've got from that same family Athaliah's daughter that feared God and kept along the seed of David, which was the last remaining seed of David, wasn't it? And she hid them, not just for, we say, 1 week, 1 year, 6 years. You know, a remarkable thing to keep these things from Athaliah, who at this time had the sole power of rulership in the area, didn't she, in the land. 2 Chronicles 23 then, I just want to skip through these verses here. But first one there, we notice that she was the wife of Jehoiada the priest. And in verse 1 there of Chronicles 23, in the seventh year, so this is 7 years after Athaliah had taken the throne, Jehoiada strengthened himself and took the captains of hundreds, Azariah the son of Jehoram, and Ishmael the son of Jehanan, and Azariah the son of Obed, and Maaseiah the son of Adiah, and Elishaphat the son of Zichri, into covenant with him. These were clearly people that were faithful to the God of Israel, and that now was the right time that they were going to come together. They promised with Jehoiada the priest and his wife that now was the time they're going to get rid of this evil and wicked queen once and for all out of the way, and install Joash as being the true line of David to be king over the people. So verse 11 there, we read that they brought out the king's son, Joash, and put upon him the crown and gave him the testimony and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him and said, God save the king. So this, all this coronation is going on. But behind the scenes, there was a plot there, wasn't there, to get Athaliah, who would obviously come running in and find what was going on. There was much music and celebrations were going on. And the plan was, when she comes in, then they would take her and they would kill her, and then obviously Joash could reign in peace. So 2 Chronicles 23, verse 12 then. Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house of Yahweh, and she looked, and behold, the king stood at his pillar at the entering in, and the princes and the trumpets by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced. Just pause there. They weren't all wicked, were they? They didn't all bow the knee to Baal, but there were people that were now rejoicing that Joash was going to be upon the throne. So Elijah thought he was only by himself. Clearly there were other prophets with him. But also there was a remnant in the nation of Israel that were looking for some sort of salvation from this wickedness. So they rejoiced, and sound of his trumpets, and the singers of the instruments of music, and such as taught to sing praise. The people were very brave here, because Athaliah, she, as we've seen, she was not beyond killing people and killing her own flesh and blood. So for Jehoiada and the people in the temple to crown Joash was no mean feat, was it? What was Athaliah's reaction going to be? And Athaliah rent her clothes and said, "Treason, treason, or conspiracy." It's quite ironic, isn't it? She comes in, she's complaining of, you know, why this conspiracy? A whole life, a whole family going back is based upon conspiracy, upon treason, upon killing, murder, deceit, political intrigue. And she comes in almost astonished. You know, how can this happen to me? Well, it did, didn't it? So verse 14, we read there. Then Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds that were set in place, and they came now, and they took it, didn't they? We said, don't stay in the house of Yahweh. We don't want this evil, wicked blood spilt in the temple. Take her outside. So that's what they did, didn't they? So they took her out. She was found by the horse's gate, and they slew her.
So that's the story of Athaliah, as we read. People in the story, Athaliah, the Bible queen of Judea, probably daughter of Jezebel and Ahab. Jezebel, queen of Israel, worship the watering god Baal. Jehoshaphat, Athaliah's bitter enemy, leader of the temple priests. Jehu, an army general who murdered Jezebel, took the throne of Judea and hunted Athaliah. Now, as we go into the different studies of the different women in the Bible, we know that a lot of times the women in the Bible, there's not a lot that the Bible tells about the different women in the Bible. When it goes into specific details and it gives Bible reference, as we read on today and heard in our audio, then it kind of cuts off from there and it goes into talking about the children of the women, as when we talked about the other day. I think we talked about Tamar, and we talked about we talked about Bathsheba, we talked about Judith, we talked about Makkah. She was and like I said, we talked about a lot of different women. Mary Magdalene, the woman with the issue of blood. Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the other different women. The Bible doesn't tell us a lot about them, but it tells enough where it picks up during when their children come on the scene. As their children begin to grow up, as their children begin to take reign. So that's when the Bible picks up on their story of their offspring, so much as telling and dictating the story about the different women and about themselves. It gives a little bit about their history. It tells a little bit about, you know, who their mother and father was. It gives a little bit about their upbringing. Then it goes into if they married, then it goes on to talk about their husband, when they married into the different kingdoms, and their kingdoms formed alliances. Then it goes into, then it cuts off right there, and then it goes into their children, who takes the throne or goes into battle, I mean, different things like that. So today we talked about Athaliah, and we listened to an audio reference as well. Tomorrow, on next Thursday, we continue our study with women in the Bible. And next Thursday, we talk about Nahum, glory to God. Then the Samaritan woman we'll be talking about. That's Queen Vashti and Hilda, Prophetess Hilda. So if you come back next week, next Tuesday, 4 o'clock p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern Central Time, as we continue our study with Women of the Bible. I am Prophetess Sherita Berry. Glory to God. If you have a prayer request, you can email SheritaBrightMinistries@outlook.com, SheritaBrightMinistries@outlook.com. If you're joining us on today, glory to God, you can follow me on Twitter at Prophetess Berry, and also you can follow me on Facebook at Sherita, the letter B, Ministries. Glory to God. That's www.facebook.com/ Sherita, S-H-A-R-E-T-A, letter B as in ball, Ministries. And once again, I thank you ladies for joining me on today. Know that God loves you unconditionally, and know that I'm so excited for your future. Be blessed. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus.